It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right. Welcome to the Lunch Show, everybody. My name's Chad Summers. I'm your host. Today is December 20th, 2024. If I sound a little congested, that's because I am. I'm coming off a massive cold. Not fun at all. Oh, my God. Hopefully that never happens again. Today is National Ugly Christmas Sweater Day. Why does it have to be ugly, though? You know, why can't we just have National Christmas Sweater Day? Before we get into the birthdays, since it's the end of the year, I saw an article that was talking about all the celebrities that passed away, and I was really shocked by how many big people passed away in 2024. So we're going to do a little in memoriam for the celebrities we lost in 2024, and it's just amazing how many of them we lost. I mean, so here we go. See if you recognize any of these names. Quincy Jones. Terry Garr, Liam Payne, Ethel Kennedy. She may have been a less popular Kennedy. I think you might recognize this one. Pete Rose, Chris Christopherson, Tito Jackson, James Earl Jones, Phil Donahue. These people are huge. Bob Newhart. Lou Dobbs, Richard Simmons, Shannon Doherty, Donald Sutherland, Willie Mays, O.J. Simpson. That should have been earlier. Joe Lieberman, Carl Weathers. Do you know who Carl Weathers is? That's Apollo freaking Creed. Apollo Creed is no longer with us. That sucks. All right. Well, yeah. You know, it's sad and amazing too. Like how many people you can lose in 1 year. Holy hell. All right. Well, enough of that. Let's get into the program here. We got Christmas coming up. So everybody's in high spirits, I hope. You know, it's a tough time for a lot of other people though, actually. So yeah, but we wish all those people the best and hopefully they can enjoy a Christmas in the near future. All right, birthdays. We've only got one. Jonah Hill, 40 years old. And you know what? I got to give him credit. He did Wolf of Wall Street for free just so he could do a Scorsese film. So I thought that was pretty cool, but I thought he was awesome in Wolf of Wall Street. He was absolutely hysterical. So hats off to him, man. Good work there. Also on this day in history, 2019, Trump signed the National Defense Authorization Act, effectively starting the U.S. Space Force. So, yeah, you know, what the hell is the Space Force? I think it's going to be a series of lasers, and it's not going to be like Americans up there flying around in spacecraft. I really don't think that's it. And if it is something up there flying around, it'll be unmanned, of course. Yes, drone spaceship. 1974, Ethiopia was declared a socialist state under Mengistu Haile Mariam. And Ethiopia went on to be industry leader in long distance running. Good for them. 1946. It's a Wonderful Life premiered. I'm pretty sure that was pretty popular. 1860, following Lincoln's election as U.S. president, South Carolina became the first U.S. state to secede from the Union. April 12th, 1861, just months later, Confederate forces fire upon Fort Sumter, South Carolina, which formally began the Civil War. And that war raged on until April 9th, 1865. So right around 4 years. 4 years I wish never happened in this country, but it is what it is, right? All right, let's get into the news. We've got one from TMZ. John Mayer officially buys Jim Henson's studio lot for over $40 million. Actually, $45 million, to be exact. The Henson Recording Studio had been home to music's biggest acts, including Bruce Springsteen, Paul McCartney, Ozzy Osbourne, and the Supremes. And it was also where We Are the World was recorded. So that's pretty cool. He and another guy went in partners on this. And I guess they intend to keep it as original as possible, which is amazing. It's the Muppets, you know? Who doesn't love the Muppets? Animal, he's a drummer. He's an awesome drummer. Not as good as Buddy Rich, though, if you watch their special. I mean, Buddy Rich kicked his ass. Newsmax, Fani Willis removed from Georgia election case against Trump. She had her own issues, but it just goes to show you that all this legal crap that Trump was going through, it's all fizzling out, just as we said it would. And I'm sure you expected that too. Here's one from Fox. FAA temporarily restricts drone flights in New York amid concerns over recently reported sightings. Yeah, and actually, here's a subtitle. 27, quote, no-fly zone, unquote. Notices are in effect in New York until January 18th, 2025. And I believe New Jersey has done the same thing. I don't know how many counties or areas or zones or whatever. But, yeah, both those states have a lot of drone restrictions in effect right now. I mean, what the hell? What the hell? Explain to us, please, someone. TMZ, Alyssa Milano looks incredible as she rocks bare face on its 52nd birthday. No makeup, no filter. I looked at the picture. They need to not do this stuff, you know? They make makeup for a reason. Newsmax, Judge Napolitano said to Newsmax, accused CEO Red Rummer might face capital punishment. And so this is a two-part thing with this show. And the next article will be related. So basically, I'm like, well, wait a minute. You know, I'm missing something here. Does New York have capital punishment? They don't. So I stumbled upon this other headline from ABC News. Luigi Mangione hit with new federal charges. See, I've been sick all week. So I'm catching up here. Hit with new federal charges, faces possibility of, capital punishment. So the feds will, they'll take you out. You know what I mean? So, yeah. With that federal charge, that means he is a candidate for capital punishment, which I think is probably, warranted. All right, folks, we have good news. But before we get to that, I just wanted to say subscribe, and click whatever needs to be clicked on whatever platform you're on to support the lunch show. Because we're not going anywhere. You might as well just accept that. So you might as well get with the program. All right, here's good news. Oh, no, hold on. I'm not done. Email me, chad@thelunchshow.com. We've got new episodes every Friday now. And I'll be honest with you, I'm planning on getting a co-host on the show. And when we do that, that's when we'll go back to Tuesdays and Fridays. Until then, we're just going to do Fridays. But, we are going to do Week in Review. That's our new segment. We didn't do it this week because I was sick. But, we're going to be doing that, and we're going to have a great episode every Friday. So don't stop listening and tell everybody about it, friends and family. All right, this one's from Good News Network. Saddest dog in town spent 2 years at a shelter but finally gets a home for Christmas. That's amazing. This was in a town in England, I guess. We like to do American news, but, this was a nice story. So over 2 years, I mean, like 800 and some days, it was a Doberman Pinscher, and it had challenges. You know, it was scared of people, and it made it hard to adopt, basically. And finally, this couple came in and was like, you know what? The challenges that this dog has are like repairable. They're fixable. They can work with the dog. They spent like 2 weeks going into the shelter working with this dog and determined, yeah, you know, that the dog was making improvements. So they said, you know, we'll take the dog. So they adopted the dog. This dog has a new home and apparently is happy as a clam. So yeah, good for that dog. Great for those people. And, you know, that's a great story. If everybody had hearts like that, you know, there would be no, what's that, ASCPA, ASP, whatever, dog, heart-wrenching dog commercials. But, you know, there wouldn't be any of those dogs doing that. Report your neighbor, your sick neighbors that are abusing their pets. Report them, please. I know it's scary because if they'll do that to animals, what will they do to you? I get that. But, you know, alert the whole neighborhood so everybody's watching. All right, folks, that's an episode. I can't handle the fun any longer. I hope you all have an awesome Christmas. That's prime time to be out drinking and driving and exercise some self-control. You know what I mean? Be smart about it. Make sure at the end, like after the new year, you know, you had an amazing time and no negative consequences, right? That's what you want. Drink yourself silly. Just don't drive. So, yeah. Anyway, we're going to call out the episode. We'll be talking to you next Friday. Unless something crazy comes up, we'll be here. And I hope y'all will join us and be safe over the holiday season. Have fun, you know. No politics and religion. Just have fun and talk about old times and, you know, your plans for the future and all that good stuff. And just enjoy the company if you've got it. Be thankful you've got it. All right, folks, I'm out of here. Until next week, keep pressing on in your life. And peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope y'all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.